Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
You're tuned into another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, ready for part two of our two-part series on the seven-step retirement plan you can build yourself. We covered parts, or steps, I should say, one through four, David, the first time around. And today we're going to tackle five through seven. How are you this week?
I'm doing great. It's football season, kind of one of my more favorite times of year. So this is a good time of year for me. How about you?
Go Chiefs, right?
Exactly. Patrick Mahomes, come on.
Yeah, man. He's
a lot of work to do this year.
Amazing player. Hope he can live up to the hype that last year certainly created and the buzz that he was able to create. That was really fun watching him just really go crazy last year. That was really cool. So hopefully he can do more of the same this year as well. Well, I've heard it said that you're the Patrick Mahomes of financial planning. So I'm looking forward to seeing you throw the proverbial deep ball here on today's show as we go through part two of our conversation about that seven-step retirement plan you can build yourself. And remember, as we go through these, we're trying to answer the questions: where are you now? Where are you going? How fast you can get there? And have you protected against catastrophes in your financial plan? Those are the key questions we're trying to answer and kind of keeping at the forefront of this conversation. If I remember from our first topic, our first edition of this series, David, can you give us a quick recap of steps one through four for those who may have missed it?
Sure. And hopefully you did your homework this week, so you've already prepared an annual statement of net worth based on where you are right now. So that's step one, is knowing where you are. Step two was create a budget so that you know whether you're bringing in more money each month than you're spending. And that is critical to accomplishing your goals. Step three was set some goals. And those are going to be short-term goals. You're going to have a set of intermediate goals, maybe some long-term goals. And you're going to put them in a place like on your iPhone in the notes section where you can keep them in front of you. You can look at them and kind of keep them fresh in your mind anytime you want them. And then number four was basically live below your means. You're not going to accomplish any of your financial goals unless you're putting away 10% of what you make, feather your nest for the future. But if you're spending more than you're bringing in, you are not going to accomplish your financial goals. So live below your means.
Those are the first four steps. And if you missed the first part of this podcast, do go back and listen to that one to get more details on those four steps. If you have already listened to that episode, welcome back. Glad you're here for part two. And let's kick it off, David. Step five of that retirement plan that we can build ourselves.
So step five is really understanding your catastrophic risks. Have I protected myself and my family from catastrophe? So the short way of saying that is, am I properly insured? So I'll admit right off the top, nobody likes insurance companies. If you happen to work for one, thank you for doing that. But nobody really likes to pay money out for risks that they hope they never incur. So whether that's your car and a wreck you don't want to have, your home or a fire you don't want to have, or your health and some health disaster you don't want to have. But I'm not going to talk about those. What I really want to talk about today is insuring your life against some catastrophe. Disability insurance, which is way more probable than you dying, especially if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and then some sort of liability or umbrella policy. So let me take those real quickly. Life insurance is super important. It's not that important if you're single. Whether you have an insurable interest is a little bit debatable. But if you're a young married, and especially if you're young parents, you have a big insurable risk that you want to make sure is covered. And term life insurance is super cheap. So just make sure that you have worked that into your plan, because the saddest thing you're ever going to see is a young family who loses one parent and now all of a sudden they have a financial disaster on their hands. There are also reasons for life insurance for empty nesters and for high net worth individuals. Those are all specific situations that we're not going to cover here on this podcast. But actually, we've done prior podcasts on unique uses for life insurance. Secondly, disability insurance. A lot of companies that you might be employed by offer disability insurance. You might not know this, but you are much more likely to become disabled, probability-wise, than you are to die as a 30 or 40 or early 50-year-old person. So don't neglect the disability insurance that your company offers, and think about taking not just the free one, but the one you pay a little bit more for that gives you more coverage. Again, because the probability of becoming disabled is higher than the probability of you dying. And then let's say you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you have done well for yourself, you've got a good amount of assets, you might need a liability umbrella policy. Let's just say, for instance, $1 million policy that covers the fact that you might get sued and the people that sue you come after other assets. Super important, the more money you have accumulated, the more assets you've accumulated. If you happen to have rental properties, it's very important. But those three things, protecting your family from a financial catastrophe, life insurance, disability insurance, and maybe liability umbrella policy.
So understand those catastrophic risks facing you in retirement. If you do have a good grip on those things, you can plan well for them. If you don't have a good grip on them, well, then it's a lot harder to prepare against those things that can come at you fast. And so we want to make sure that we are staying abreast of all those different things that can go wrong in a plan. The good news, David, we've seen them go wrong before, so we can plan against them.
Exactly. And, you know, stuff does go wrong. It's just kind of a rule of life.
There's a bumper sticker about that.
There is, Walter. You're exactly right.
I think they featured it in Forrest Gump, if I remember correctly.
It does happen, and you can protect against it.
That's right. So that's step number five. We've got two steps left, David. So we're pretty close to accomplishing that retirement plan that we can build ourselves.
Yeah, so step six, and this is a little trickier to do by yourself, I'll admit that, but you really need to have a basic estate plan, especially if you have kids, because if you die, you need to have named a guardian, and you need to have somebody who's going to control the money and disperse the money that you've left behind, probably from your terrific term life insurance policy. So basic estate planning includes things as simple as making sure you have correct beneficiary designations on all of your retirement accounts, all of your financial accounts. If you don't decide that, then the state where you live has rules and they're going to decide for you. So it's totally simple to decide yourself. You just need to do that and then update them as your life changes. We did a podcast on avoiding probate, but the assets that you have that are most likely to go through probate are your bank accounts, your cars, and your home. And you can avoid all that for your heirs with a little bit of basic estate planning involved. If you go back to our podcast 31, you'll hear more detail on that that I won't cover right now, but it's super important. And then the last piece of basic estate planning I'll mention here is basically a medical directive. A lot of times that's called a living will. But what that does is say, if I'm in an accident, I'm in a coma and can't speak for myself, here's what I want you to do, and here's what I don't want you to do. So what you're doing by filling that out is you are relieving your loved ones who are going to be really bummed out that you're in a hospital bed and looking bad. You've relieved them of making difficult life decisions because you've made it real clear what you want. So the estate planning area is more broad than that, and you may need to, you probably should actually not do this from your couch, but see an estate planning attorney. But those are the basics to make sure that you have a pretty airtight basic estate plan in place without spending thousands of dollars getting lots of bells and whistles. If you haven't done those things, those are the first steps to making sure that you've got a good basic estate plan in place.
I like that you said it can be a basic estate plan, right? I mean, we don't have to get crazy complex here. We're trying to keep it easy for people to understand, to navigate, to execute as well.
Exactly. So once these things are in place and you have your real estate plan you can build at home, your real financial plan you can build at home, once you have that in place, then you can start adding on more complicated or complex pieces. But this basic estate plan outline I just gave you will get you a long way to where you need to go to make sure that those things are covered in your financial plan.
All right, we're down to the final step, David, of our 7-step retirement plan you can build yourself. Drum roll, what is it?
Well, this one honestly isn't very fun, but I've labeled it understanding your taxes, which may be actually pretty simple unless you own a bunch of rental properties or you're self-employed. But the key here for me, and what I want every listener to understand, is our taxes in America are going up. And the more you have and the more you make, the more your taxes are going up. We have a $22 trillion deficit that we add to by $1 trillion more a year. So over the next 5 or 10 years, your taxes are, they are very certainly going up. And if they don't go up, that means you don't have many assets, which means you didn't listen to the prior podcast. So one of the ways that you can attack this, higher taxes can be affected by your choice of retirement plan at work. We did a podcast number 33, and it's also covered in podcast number 3. But whether you should use the Roth IRA or the 401k or the regular IRA, that is going to be a super important decision that you make. If you're in your 30s, that won't look very important until you're in your 60s. So you get a 30-year head start on when you're actually going to be glad you did this. But you need to think through all the reasons why you might be wanting to put away tax-free retirement money now, because every penny you put into your 401k or your IRA, you have a partner in that account, and that's the IRS. They have a claim on every dollar in that account. So you need to understand your taxes. You need to have a pretty basic understanding of where taxes might go in the future and why they might be higher. The better you do, the more you're going to be wearing a tax target in the future. And a little bit of understanding today can make a really big difference for you and your family in the future.
All important information on today's show, on the previous podcast as well. Go back to number 43, the one right before this one. You'll see the 7-step retirement plan that you can build for yourself, part 1. Listen to these, embody them, understand them, realize how helpful these elements can be for your financial life if you get them in order. And that's the big takeaway here, David, is that it's not hard to get this retirement plan. I mean, it's kind of like the Dave Ramsey steps to getting out of debt. Well, here's a couple of simple steps you can take to build that retirement plan, sort of take that next step.
Yep. And it's really about just getting started. So having a financial plan is really, really important if you have lots of money, but it is super important if you want to have lots of money in the future. You have to have a plan. You have to be building on a good foundation. And so a lot of people that come into my office for help, they had a rough plan, and then they got to be 55 and they realized, oh, I don't have nearly as detailed a plan as I want. That's where a person like me comes in. That's when we do our complete planning review and that kind of thing, where we'll put together a real financial plan for clients of our firm. But if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s or 30s, this is the kind of plan you put together from your couch with your laptop and your Excel spreadsheet. So the planning process really needs to begin early, and you can do it yourself really early. Once you're into your 50s, late 50s, early 60s is probably the time when you want to seek out some professional help to make sure, all right, time is short. Am I really on track while I have 5 or 8 or 10 years to make some final tweaks? Get started early, understand your finances, have a plan in place, and update it regularly.
Now, we said that this is the 7-step plan to building a retirement plan yourself. But if you're saying, I don't want to do that, I don't want to build a plan myself, or I do want some help along the way. David, you did admit there that on the estate plan part, yeah, you might want a little help on that part of the equation. And I could see some other parts of this, people wanting somebody to kind of hold their hand through the process. And there's no problem with that. If you need some help with this, reach out to a competent advisor. And David Dickens would be happy to talk to you about these different things, about these different parts of your plan, about the different conversations that you need to have. Remembering those questions, if you don't have those answered yet, where are you now? Where are you going? How fast can you get there? And have you protected against certain catastrophes in your plan? If those are still questions, turn them into answers. And if you need some help doing that, David's there, 913-317-1414. Give a call. Ask your questions. Don't be shy. 913-317-1414. And always online at coveryourassetskc.com. David referenced a lot of podcasts in today's show, a lot of previous episodes that you might want to check out. I believe you mentioned specifically number 31 on probates. Go check that if you want more information about that. And numbers 3 and 33, where we delved into the tax topics a little bit more as well. Go check those out on coveryourassetskc.com. Just click on the podcast tab and you'll see the list of episodes there. And you can go find one of those episodes that would pertain to today's topics and get in a little bit more detail if you find that interesting. David, thanks for all the help, and appreciate the 7 steps to building that retirement plan, and we'll look forward to another podcast with you next week.
Yep, I will look forward to it as well. Thank you, Walter.
This concludes part 2 of our series. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you soon back here on Cover Your Assets KC, the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.